Rabbi Shapiro was the rose. Nothing better. So you want me to pass it?
Well, and try to.
You have a whole brochure.
What I'm wondering is the issue. If you would say that the wine is really like wine comes from the
I can't hear. We have to get anybody still. Okay. That's a dinar bonus, yeah. Now, obviously, he wasn't shaking it to the gods.
Would there be anything in terms of parents which might be a better obligation?
Are you asking for a stop?
I'm asking
there are several issues there. There would be the question whether it's the Yisra Rabban, Yisra the Raisa, and there would be Yisra of Shalom, Machlekes. Machlekes also an issue. The Siddush Rebbe once said, eating tapas is a lav d'oraisa. A Machlekes is also a lav d'oraisa. They have the question of you may cause a chilah shem if people don't understand what it's all about. I had the case in my own community. Is that your chayim, right? Alright, let me get the chayim first. You asked me a question whether this shayla was universally accepted or not. So here's a tshuva from one of yours, Avadi Yosef. What do you call Chachama Bachi, as they call it. He gives you the sources on that. The Bahag already cites it as an Isser. Even Halashan Torah. If you're interested, look up the Abi Omer, Chelek Aleph. Your father definitely has it. I don't think I have the beginning of it.
No.
I know it's only part. Your father definitely has the steak, I'm certain. If I had it, me, Ashkenaz, your father certainly has it. It's a wealth. For sources, it's fantastic. It's a Chelek Aleph. In the Chelek Yerideya section, Simon Gedal. If you want a glass of it later, you're welcome. I have all his volumes. It's fantastic stuff. It's incredible. All right, getting back, so there's a question of Shalom Bayis. There's a question that shouldn't be Machlokes. There could be a question of Shalashim. They don't know what you're talking about. May turn them off. I had a shayla something like that in my community. There's this fellow. He goes with Chaim Berlin. He's now on the faculty. Very fine fellow. Lovely person. And though you would call him of the writers, I hate the term, in my community, whenever I talk to you, whatever you say, I'll follow it here. It's very interesting. I have an Arab, if you say it's kosher for me. I mean, that type of an individual, you know, not a blind person. He comes home, and we decided that he wants his father to buy Yayin Mugush. Oh, Yayin Mugush. Because his father's not a Shomer Shabbos. Kosher in the house it is. And the father didn't know what the hell hit him. Hit like a ton of bricks. Good enough for you. You know, this kind of start thing around. And the father was always cooperative with him. He once noticed that his son, who enjoyed fruit, wouldn't eat fruit on Shabbos. He says, why don't you eat today? You're home, coming home for Shabbos. Why don't you? You want to tell him the life of the child. She said, why don't you tell me? He says, you don't tell me, I don't tell you. going to interfere in my life. I'm not serious. So, I mean, we're talking about Bali Seva. The Bali pulled out the phone called Akashan. I mean, that's... And suddenly, everyone left it already. He's caught up in a certain situation. He didn't use the head carrier. He came to his father. He's likely to buy Yanni the first one. He hit the father like a ton of things. And he came to me. So some of my people explained, ah, but the father is a decent human being, a Balsay hope. And, alright, fine. Someone got to find, they had a fantastic relationship, respect one for the other. Right? What do you do in another situation to deal with it? That's what the chuvas are all about. You read the Mishnah for Hazar last week, he said they wouldn't book any heaven. You read the Binyan Siyon, he might say, don't be such a ichnot. That's how you look at it. That's what this is all about. What my personal feeling is that I think you've got the gift of the last week. As you say, Yeshama Lismo, basically. If you're going to ask me if you have a choice between Yai Nebush, you buy Yai Nebush or not, you don't have choices today because they're all Yai Nebush. I should buy Yai Nebush. All right, fine. But I wouldn't go 10 miles out of my way because they're not going to ask for me. We're going back to that issue. So my gift, you understand, but I'm not telling you that's to be your gift. You, and what I want is you analyze it on your own.
I was just curious if the any sort of
student
that dealt with
it
coming up against
the
like that.
And it's literally
the case of
it. Well, they talk about that. Well, whether you're my girl Yai Nesef, I mean, there's no Yai Nesef to this stuff. That's the stuff that's produced at the Vatican. The Stam Yenim, basically, stuff. Stam Yenim is a different thing. It's a different thing. And you have to weigh all the other down. I mean, Chassid Shalom, you don't minimize the Dinder Abbas. Chassid Shalom, that's not the... That we definitely have to be careful of. You know, I don't like expressing only a Dinder Abbas. That's already putting down the Dinder Abbas, Chassid Shalom. I mean, a whole definition of the rices is midrabbanus. I mean, from the Chazal. I'm going to say suddenly the tachanas are only midrabbanus. That's okay. So we have to weigh the values. Yes?
I can't hear. Each step that I take, I give the rice, and I get the rabbi, and the rice is the rabbi. But not to the relief, you have a
smoke there, and the rabbi is the rabbi. Well, you're supposed to disobey the rabbi because of Kibra Bey. Yeah, you can ask Kibra Bey, but they see something. Are you? To what extent, though? You didn't know what it's doing to the rabbi. You can't just dismiss it. So when I say it's a Dinder Abbanan, I say, let's evaluate, why is there Takkonah? That's what the Achronim are dealing with. That's basically it. My intent here is only for you to learn how to read the truth, the notice of the truth. The Lumbis, you're right, Lumbis on your right. We don't have time for the Lumbis. When you read a truth, read between the lines. What seems to move them? How do they approach the situation? Because in Pesach, you have the halacha, then you have to evaluate or analyze the circumstances. So here, basically, are two tricks. That's where it comes down. I think we concluded with the Minchas Arosa last time. We didn't finish it. It's a lot there yet. Let's see if we have time later. I wanted to turn your attention voluntarily to the Maria Strat. Maria Saad was a Hungarian posek. When did you have posted? What page I put it on. Is it the Caribbean scene? Yeah, it is. 30 page 33. He deals with the definition of mumar. The definitions of the halacha per se. Page 33. Look at the last paragraph, the second column, just before Tshuva Nunalis. Mikol Halim Taimu, of all these reasons, nearly, Shigam Bal Nefesh. You know what a Bal Nefesh is? Really, one who is very sensitive to Diktuk HaMitzvos. Ein Tzorek Lahachne, should not be Machia, Al Atzma. Milishtos Yayin, should not go to Mechali Shabosos. Ke'elu, like these. Shebizman Hazer, of our day and age. Shelo he'idu aleihem bifneihem bifnei bezdin, shechilu bifnei yud min Yisrael. But no one testified about them in the presence of a bezdin that they were mechal shabbos amongst 10 Jews. He uses a technicality. No one testified. You have to have a bezdin to verify, to pastor. He emphasizes that point. So he even did say bezdin. This is especially regarding the Chal Shabbos of our day and age. That's similar kind of thinking to that of the Binyan Tzion. Look in the first column, the last lines of the third to the last paragraph. Uma gam ka'es. You see that? Ma gam ka'es. Hayom is my name. Shehador poets maruba. The breach is very wide. Ela chikam. One must not drive them away. The litchosam to dismiss them b'shtei yadayim. Chalila. That it become even more sinful. The Yosef told the Karvam is low. It's better to embrace it. Now the Midrash HaSa'asa takes up this issue. And he disputes it very strongly. Because his feeling is, if you do embrace it, it might give him an endorsement. But then that's okay. Depends how you want to look at it. Shalei pakru, it may become worse. It's from the word hefker. So you see, the concern that the Yehuda Yalev, that's the name of the Sefer, the Maria Sad was concerned. And the rest is the Lumbus, and he points out the what is the basis for the Easter, what's the definition of the Easter. It would be a pure Easter Doraisa. Then obviously you just can't put it aside entirely. But if we're dealing with Issa Rabbanan, for which the Rabbanan gave reasons, if it's a Takana Chazal, then we take into cognizance the reasons which were associated with the Takana. That's how he cuts it. But again, Yehuda. Excuse me, the Mechazorza takes what you call a literal perspective of it. The Mechal Shabbos is never mind what the moods are, what the reasons are, whether the society is that way, or the mother slapped them on the rear, or something of that nature. It's no difference. They are Mechal Shabbos. And we cannot put any kind of compromise and endorsement with that position or trying to rationalize why they are doing it. We consider the act. The act. Yes?
Is that exactly why we're not taking into consideration the
reasons for the Kabbalah? You read the whole Columbus. You have to read the Columbus. It all fits in. So that's why it comes by, especially in our day and age. Therefore, we can be more mature. That's basically how they operate. That's right. That's a good one. It analyzes the halacha and see if there's any maneuverability, and then he says, "Well, how does it apply to today?" Let's see. Where are we else we go to? Yes, sir. To who? No, he's more lenient. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. No, definitely. I agree. The Bnei Tzion had a certain reservation. I didn't study it from the chronological standpoint or from the societal standpoint. It could be the BNC is one of the pioneers in dealing with that issue in such a strong manner. Yes, he is more than. But as later on, they rely already on the BNC. They take it already as a chassid of the business. Yes, almost. I once saw a tshuva. This goes back to Mendelssohn's grandfather. You hear that, Mr. Mendelssohn? His grandfather was a Rabbi Newark. He was a real lum. He called the Hamish Alum from Europe. And he wrote Swarm, one of the parish of Tinus, I forgot. And then Trivis. And he deals with that very problem that was raised before. A parent, a former parent, went to the house of a son. What about the wife? That could be poor. He uses, he tries to operate from a negative, from a, what do you call it, technical standpoint. Maybe there isn't the Easter of Ligia to the wine because of certain conditions and so forth in the foreign aspect of it. But when was your grandfather in Newark? In the 30s, 20s and 30s, 20s. Just in the day, came to America, what do you do? Split the family, so it's, he had to cope with that problem. Well, let's see what how others touch upon it. Page 97. Chelkis Yaakov. You heard of the Chelkis Yaakov? It was of Yaakov Reich. The late Rosh Bezin of the Eidah Haredit was Yitzchak Weiss. You heard of Yitzchak Weiss? Wrote the Minchas Yitzchak. They were Mechutanim. Their children had now. Yaakov Reich, Chelkis Yaakov, very important children, by the way. Interesting how they deal with, how he dealt with the issue. 97. I think it's marked in your sheets. Leah Michal Shabbosit is my name. Yadua Dasa Yitur, Mughal the Beis Yosef, Afa, Simen Dalit, Evan Ezebar, Simen Dalit, Dein Dino Ka'akum, Ella Mechalis Shabbos Ba'abonis HaKarka. There is a Shita that was Mechalis Shabbos Ba'hesia only if he does a malacha in the soil. Plows, seeds, waters, but if he sows, but draws, it doesn't apply. It's when you learn your day. You didn't learn your day yet, did you? All learn your day in the Shkita, Rav Akiva Eger, that's the Gimel Dalit, quotes the Tashbash that follows the Shkita as well. You know, Paschal, like it is touch. But listen to what he says. So he says, it's a double you do, the Shkita of the Baal Yitra, which we don't Paschal. The Ganyesh Shitos, the Imhu Bosh, Bifnei Adam Gadol, this was last week, I quoted the Marsham for you. Lo Mikre Mechale Shazif Ahesya, Mihai De Erevin, Samach Tes, Yechazi Le Rebbe Huda, Nasiya, Kasyev, Tudon Zem of Vatarushas, Vachorim Mevin Shitos, the Mechale Shabbos, the Dino Kakum, he rocked the Rabbona. When we say Mechale Shabbos, the Vahesya is a Dinda Akum, there's a question whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. But he says that those according to only it is a din d'rabbanan. The gamuva of the sifrei harabbanim and the mechalei shabbos the myra of Europa. That's Western word. Kevah then yodikach chomer ha'iser lahakel shas liinyan letzarfen leminyan the land of alalos letorah. The gam yedu adas aram bechulin samagimel betray miutei choshev kavod. In king eshek klal shova mischare lohavi shuv numa. Vinta Motzalim Adayin Lo Shav Esha Kahani Shitos Hanemaleo, the Michali Shabbos is Maneo Eno Nidon and Kaakum. The Asne Nema, the call Suffolk Lahatzlo Hoyurak Miyut, which staff extreme mute. Rabbi Metzo, the Suffolk Tikuach Nevish Lohokia, and so on and so on. In Kay, you call Halen, Posko, Prisco, Shamaram, Shif Borod, the Yesh Lohokia. What does he do here? There's a problem. Right? What do you do with the situation? So there are a number of shitas he calls. First is the Bali. Do we use the Bali today? King Vega quotes it. No, I don't know if anyone else in the No Sekele Shulchan Aruch don't recall anyways that quote. It's a very interesting shita, but what is the basis for it? It's another problem. They had the shita, well, someone says that if he's embarrassed in the presence of a gadol, he's also not considered Machal Shem Fahesya. Then there's the shita, well, living in Western Europe, they don't know much about Shabbos, the Homer of Shabbos. So, you make salitation. So he took all these reasons, put into one bag, shook them up, made a collage out of them, and there's your sacred object. Yes? Regarding the question, where is the subject of Kikos Nefesh?
I'm not going in to... In the case which we're
not
dealing
with. We're not. He's calling this kind of halach, Trey Mutze. But you see what he did here. Why did he do it? He understood the problem. He lived in Switzerland after the war. He understood the problem. Very sensitive. But yet there's a Tinder Abana. We cannot set aside Tinder Abana. But we do have the problem. The circumstance. It doesn't want to take an individual position and base a halacha. The base of suffering. To take the big and see in perspective, we didn't want to do it. Take the Bihutian's perspective. Take the Masham's definition. And then you quote the Baal Ito, which is, I don't know how he puts it into the bag here. He says, well, put it all together, and you have a sakala. So you'll say it sounds forced. Doesn't it? No one wants to say it does.
It does.
It does sound forced. But is it really forced? Because we're dealing with values. There is a question of Jews on the Halach Shabbos. The Muslim are not really mezidim. As is Halach Shabbos today's time. I'm not talking about a yeshiva boy who went out doing Halach Shabbos.
Hey, and I have a question on that. If there's somebody that knows about the former Eastern, this one also Dara.
Why did he go off of there?
Whatever the reason is, but he learned about the former Isler.
Okay, so again, maybe a problem, maybe a problem. But if the rabbi's around and he's not the Chalash Shabbos, like they did with the Meir Simcha, I told you about the Meir Simcha, flipped the cigar over the bridge. What would you do? I'm not passing it. I'm just throwing out the problems to you. I'm having it easier than you. What would you do then? Let's take something else. Are you prepared to split the community, which may exacerbate relations? Some will say yes. Yeah, there's a shita like that. Let's withdraw from the world around. creation. It has its logic as well. So that means writing off their agreement. But like I say, yeah, maybe we should. There's two different perspectives. Yes.
But then according to what you're saying until now, then if we do want to do Kiruv and not write off other Jews, then sounds like, well then, I guess the halakha must conform to what?
They'll say conform, because I don't agree with that.
Okay, fine, I'll use other words.
This may be called Rabbi Isaac Arkana Theological Seminary, but it's still a yeshiva. I don't subscribe that to the philosophy that halakha conforms. Halakha has to be applied.
Okay, but
if it's possible to apply it, it's one thing. I mean, here's the word
right.
Conform.
Yeah, no, let me just say what.
I have to protect my reputation.
Right. Right. So I'm just wondering because it sounds like so far that if you come from that point of view, then Mimewa, so we wouldn't have to even use Mekoros. I could predict that everybody from this point of view, I'm just saying this is what it sounds like. I predict because you have this value, you want to be Mekoros Jews, then you'll find some way, and everybody has
to do it. It's got to be a legitimate halachic process.
Right, no,
I've got to have the
subject
in halacha which allow me to be maneuver within the scriptures. But if I don't have solid halachic reasoning to allow me to maneuver, then I'd say lo mitanali.
So I'm asking, is it possible that there's a because the only posted, well, when you were saying the two trends, so you quoted the Menachat Ozer, this is from a very different point of view.
Right.
So I'm asking, is it possible that you can have a postic who would want to be Mako and looks around and says, I guess I can't do it?
It happens to me personally. When somebody in the shadow comes to my attention, I would like to be Mako. I just can't.
Do we have that in this case? Or is it kind of straight down the line?
It seems more straight down the line because we worked it out already. What they put in writing was that we can't work it out. These are conclusions.
I know,
I will see later with, what's his name, Sternbuch tries at times. It's against the whole mood and commitment. There are tensions, you see, even within Sternbuch. There are tensions.
But is it possibly going to come to the conclusion that he wants, and then as long as there's no problem with Mekoros, I will use Mekoros as my conclusion, or is he going to go through an honest evaluation and then come out?
I assume the Gadol will go through an honest evaluation. Yes. Not make the conclusion first. Then that is not being honest. Until I can prove otherwise, I assume he has honestly analyzed. I have to assume that. Then our whole Emilis Chacham is going to be shaken. Yes? I can't hear.
I'm just curious here, what does that mean by honest evaluation? In other words, you have two votes going both ways, and presumably these are all, legitimate votes for you. So what does that mean?
That he had honestly evaluated the halachic sources, and he may have hashkafas that differ. But whoever it is, let's say Posek Aleph takes a more linear position, Posek Beis takes a more kundic position. Obviously, they have hashkafas which differ, but they try to evaluate the sources and balance the sources and determine which ones. Which ones are more consistent or more cogent.
Right, for example, I'm not only given that thought, it might be different communities, like I mentioned.
Yeah, true. That's a consideration. That's part of our law.
Yeah. So,
oh, sure.
So, for example, if you see one of them want to give a thought, it would be...
I'll give you an example. Someone from a Chalashav is living in Borofa. Not only be facetious about it, there are plenty of them. There, I would be more mock. Because there, it just drives up to the shtibo with the car. Then this really helps it. It's amazing. For somebody living out in the suburbs, at least 10 miles away from the shul, but he has to attend. Knowing the person, knowing the circumstances, certainly no hecka, but I don't consider him amazing like the one of them. If he lives 2 blocks away from the shul and takes a car and drives up to the shul, then I would tell the guy, please don't give me that. I have to evaluate the situation.
Okay, so that sounds like you're talking about,
I want to understand his position. Then I try to understand what the halacha is to the best of my ability, understand the tshuvas. Then I say, how do we apply it? This is like two different evaluations. First the circumstances, and then the halacha. Okay, how do I put them together? Obviously, in halacha, we're all human beings. Some tend towards kula in general. Some tend towards kula. You know that. That's why there are different human beings in the world.
I see the problem that everyone's grappling with. How could they come out with different conclusions if they're really working halacha? And I would mention to say that even though they have a shkafa, that it does influence the psak. That shkafa comes from halacha, so it's like a round ball.
Right.
So
I mean, I would not.
It's not a bias. If he leans towards this way, you're saying, well, his psak is painted. That's not really true because he leans towards that way due to the halacha.
Yeah, I would agree with you. For example, there are some non-Orthodox poskim, both on text, and who are knowledgeable in text. That doesn't make them halachas. Knowledgeable in text, when we talk about a posek, a lamam, a talmid chacham, who is immersed in the whole context of Torah. He's not an outsider trying to evaluate what the psak should be according to the text. Now, for example, you don't know the conclusion. The idea of how did he arrive at it? That is important. This is a lesson to everybody. Each one is going to become a lawyer. As far as last week goes, there's only two from the school. But that is real psychology. Okay. You know, today it's a different world. Today you have Yalkutic collections. He quotes. What's up to something else? You got everything, you got a number of books today. This sheet, that sheet, the Yemen sheet, and all those areas. But you read the sheet. That's not Sakura. That's not Sakura. I got to understand why. That's only too shocking. Yes, sir. You can put on the shoe. Oh, you did it anyway.
Now you're speaking about becoming a real poser, but in previous context, which is, it seems to me that this is speaking more of a love of the community, say, anyone of us, okay, 5 years from now. And if you become a poser, you've got to sit and learn for a good amount of time. I don't know about anybody else, but I personally don't think I'll be able to
pass
3 years from now. I mean,
a real person. Shallow, I expect this sense of humility and humbleness. I want to tell you something. May I talk to you guys openly? May I talk to you guys openly? Turn off the machines. I don't want to. Situation where the implications are beyond the community, then you should have chavos back.
But even locally, why shouldn't he be concerned with what other people say? I'm not talking in terms of dissociation, but let's say if I have a child, I want to know what the Moshe said about it.
Of course, of course.
It's just like going to a doctor.
Hey, help me down me. No, no, no.
I
thought you meant when you reach up stock, after studying with Moshe, after studying this, after consulting with that one, they reach up stock, then do it for your community. You don't worry about what the next door guy's going to say.
But you're only on those posters. You're not like, you know, saying you're only working with what those posters, and you decide which one of those you want to use. But you're not challenging them. You know what I'm saying? You're like after with Moshe and the revival.
That's obvious. I'm not there.
Right.
I agree with you. And I'm not saying it because it's Chodesh Elul either. No, of course. What I'm trying to do here is simply to show you that in addition to the dynamics of the halakhic process, what their concerns were, how they were sensitive to the circumstances. Alright, let's move on a little bit. Page 128. This is an Igros Moshe. I would suggest you read this whole shiur, Simulam and Gimel. But, he goes closer, page 128. Look how he analyzes the halacha. Second paragraph, first column. See it? וגם החידושי ביירתי בטעם אכילת בשבס לחשיבו כעקום בין צינו לפהס שלכורו אין המובה הגם בצינו הוא בעושה החומר עצמו שיש בפהס מצד שבס. What's the difference between צינו לפהס? Why make a distinction? חילו שבס is חילו שבס. Can you tell somebody if it's Mechal HaShabbos with Tzino? It's not as bad as Mechal HaShabbos with Hesia. If you plow the field quietly, no one sees you. It's less of an Issa than one who that you do it publicly. Ulian Kfira? Agrippa, but Tzino Yesh Tzas Yosef Kfira. Ki Issa Bebavakam Adaf Ayintes Bachilat Ben Ganav Lagazwa. Don't we say that a ganav is a greater kofir than the gazlan? A ganav is not afraid of Hashem. He's only afraid of the human being. Whereas a gazlan, yeah, not afraid of Hashem, nor is he concerned about the human beings. And here, we say Fatiah. If he's a betzina, he's a lesser avayim than the one who does it for Pahes. Ubiyakim, shekem shadim gen lovid avodah zorah, who mitzad shenira kekofir? Shaya zeh, rock. Be mitzad zeh, mitzad zeh kechalish, mechalish shabbos. Adam who mitzad shenar omi benisayo. De havochas mamon, olamalos tavoso, ein lach shivo kekofir. Yeah. When we say he's a kofir, when he has, there's no tithe involved. He just does it amazing. Doesn't care a darn about what people are saying or doing. There's no busha about it. He's amazing. He drives up with the limousine for the sheeple on the shops. There's no reason for him to do it. Walk 3 blocks. Oh, he's got to do it if I have to. L'chein b'tzino yocholoma shurak l'malik ha'vosa. The af imo omakum talino mitzat kekos kashas Shirak Lamali Tavoso, Lomitsa Kofa. Some of the Tzina would say, well, it's maybe had to do with there's a reason he didn't have a legitimate reason, but it wasn't for the sake of being Mechalel Shabbos, but he was learning Hetzer for himself, even though the rationale is not a valid one. See, then if it's Sina, that's a Hesse. You see what he's saying here? Then he continues. The Chazino, She'at, Och, and Avelis, and Teyobom, Yesh lo cheskes kasher shelo yochal lahakis mishum ba'choshel lekal lo choshel lechomim. Abu Fahesia, Harry Basboso, the Kavanos of Hain Dvorm Shevelei, Shelo Yadua Lahoroyim, Horoyim Yomo, she also sent me Tachio, Kover, Nim Fishos and Maisa Clearer, the Kohofen, Abu Deliva, who, what's that word? Mami Bashem also, Rakmi Tataboso, the Kemi Shosalay, they write in the Echer, who be open Sharon, Yibashu Maso, Shehen Yadino Kikofen. See, his argument is like this. What's the reason for the tzina? That we don't say it's because that way it's not. What's the reason? We assume, since it's not the Fahesia, he does it quietly, because maybe there's a taiva in his heart. But his motive is not tzina. The rationale for doing it is not that clear. But the motive is not clear. When someone does it with Fahesia, and there's no reason for him to do with the Fahesia, so this is real Hazir, so then we assume, we have a right to assume that the motive is, he's a Kohen. But if it is circumstance as he finishes later, that this is we know death is because of common sense. No rationale, the rationale is invalid. But we know that he's not doing it because he's a Kohen. He's going to work on Shabbos. Because he can't help himself. He's got to make a deal. Or he doesn't want to be embarrassed in the presence of his boss. Whatever the reasons are. But we are certain it's not because he's a kofer. So therefore, even if it's been by Hesia, his halacha, his guys will be like that at one of the reasons. That is Moshe's argument. So if we say today, like for example, the Lemon Ha'oyo, the David Hoffman, he says, today, Western Europe especially, when most people were Mechalel Shabbos, it's the one who's not a Mechalel Shabbos that was looked upon like an exotic being. So you take the typical American Jew, again, not if he's living in Muncie, for example. And I don't mean it's facetiously either. But where everyone's the Kamala, what is it, Kikol Ha'iga Kedoshim. He's living in typical America. And most are Mechalel Shabbos. He doesn't feel so fair about it, right? The Jews who observe the Shabbos, it's more fundamental. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not for me kind of a thing. But we know it's not because of Kfira. It's even Moshe would agree. That's Mechalel, that he's not. And the Chalos Shabbos are Hesi in the sense basically of the Ka'akum. He's not a Ka'akum in that sense. Interesting approach. The rest of the two is interesting. Well, let's go on to something else. Some exciting stuff. You heard of the Be'er Moshe?
Oh, yeah.
I heard the response to that one. He's Yu's friend, I believe.
Biggest buyer of response.
What?
Biggest buyer of response to people who talk
about it. That's some of the interesting insights. 141. Do I go backwards? No. All right, turn to the first page. 142.
Thank you.
142, second column. One 41, last paragraph. Cup test. Lahatik Ru Mechal Shavos. You know that the din of Hasok is Ru, at least of Hasok is Ru. Any pasir? Lahatik Ru Mechal Shavos is Musa. Second column. What's last year? Hemshech was singing HaKodesh. Have you got the place? Nishalti im tera tomtei cholim ha-misnagin api yureyim u-shleimim im shori lahem nitein tmichas ochlim u-mashkin u-machal u-shabbos. What's his answer? Hey shati api yikar halacha ein nitein lahem. The guy start. I will call Birarti. Shemitzva Levakir Hole Mechal Shabbos. Kiyato has man. The Shasta Koshila Hazilo Lemutza. Kimokin, Imira, the Shecharabim, the Dabi Hashem, also Yimilis Hasadimimo, Ulai Beneka Yia Eshel Hazilo Lemutza. If there's hope for his spirituality, he may be Levakir. Nishalti Mumar O Mumeris Shibimei Cholim Nishar Zubrotzi Moshu Lecheka Vosom Vole Shalem Umodim Nisharki Malu Vishobar Vi Efsha Letavlam Mechamas Cholim. Maybe that's why you go to Mikra Erev Yom Kippur, so we follow through. Well, she was a cutting of Noah, and the gears are cutting of Noah, so it's all for Mikra Erev Yom Kippur. Nishalti, Yim Shori, Linkol, and Mechal Shabbos, me Opa, Eretz Yisrael, Shehita, the Kippur. Nishalti, the Vada Yosa, Linkol, Yim Rosh Yosa, Shuka. Nishalti im sabli ma machal shabbos befahesya im lo osa tshuva kol im oso Nishalti ein sot le histaber im lo osa tshuva kol im oso. What else we got here? Fascinating stuff. For example, on page 143, last column. Chof Zion, where it says Chof Zion. Chof Zion. The Inyan Avedas Bichar and Shabbos in the Chuyogim Lehachazir. The Inshori Lehabed Lehazik Momono Yesh Lehayim. I have to go further. You're interested, you leave it on your own. Page 145. What was that last comment?
It's
I assume that was directed at me.
What?
That was directed at me. Your face. 145, your face. Bishul Machal Shabbos, also to Bishul Akkad. Are you on the suspicion or what? What? Yes, sir. Yeah, Maria Asad made it mention. Maria Asad talking about where is it definitely Machal Shabbos, and he came to in the bed and so to find him as such and so on. But Maria Asad, what we read before, was pertaining to the general societal situation.
Yeah,
but he's applying it to today. To everybody today. The difference is how to view the society around you. So he takes that strict literalist position and applies it. That's the difference.
Did you ever use it?
What do you mean? For Psakya? I mean, there's so much to learn. So many classes.
You don't have any
advice. I have all the advice, my wife. What do you mean? But this I will say, gentlemen, you are challenged by this. If you differ, prove your point. Now, if I would have started with this first, you would have a different perspective because you wouldn't know that there are others in that. But when you come to Upsat, prove your point. And understand why someone arrives at Upsat. The habit is, on part of many, they ask a shaila, they get an answer. Know what the answer is. Why? Some will call me Rabbi Soloveitchik Sen. I mean, my attitude about the rub is one that is reverential, obviously. But I'm going to ask the next fellow, why did he say it? He said, I don't know why he said it. How am I going to apply it to other situations? You have to get out of that mold of noticing he said it. You have to know why. That's upset. Yes.
On that point, is it problematic to use any children as well?
Any what?
Any children too, for Moshe. Isn't it problematic to use any sperm at all? Because you never know why they're making the stock. And you read the Tshuva and it might say certain things, but you don't know all the different things that went into that. You don't know the community. You don't know who he was writing to.
You're right. Except one thing. I have to evaluate that which is in the safe. What I can understand and say, what is implied in the sefer. I don't have to go to the family and examine the Moshe's past life.
Right.
I don't need his biography.
Right.
I take what's in the sefer.
But if I'm saying, let's say, Moshe and Shimon about a certain topic, he wrote for a certain community, he's not going to say, I'm
correct.
Not for a community.
But in his analysis, he will define the halacha as he sees it. And I take that shot and I work with it. Don't you do it when you learn a black Gemara? You learn Tzuvos now, whatever you're learning? You read Rashi, you read Tosis. You're not interested how many daughters Rashi had when he wrote the Perush. You were just, what does Rashi say? Alamakom. How do I understand the Rashi? What are the implications of Rashi? Did I have to be concerned what kind of wine business he was engaged in? Doesn't matter. That's for historians. But in the dynamics of the halakhic process, I take the safer and I am.
All right, who has to understand? Let's say that the truth from Sweden, right? The sugar we saw in the rabbit. But he's having trouble and he doesn't have the yarn in his school because he doesn't have enough people. Right? And one of the things he said is, Broyles and Sarius and Dominion stuff. And I don't know that fact when I'm reading the tuba and he. And I don't know that fact ahead of time. Maybe that was something that went into the thought process when he was writing the tuba.
Read the whole tuba. Read the shaila. And then read the tuba, which follows. Not read it, study it.
And have that, give the Negos Moshe where there are no shailas printed. So then in that case, then you can't possibly know what was going on.
Well, from the answer. I don't know what troubles you felt.
No, we're
you live in a state of doubt and uncertainty. You don't have enough confidence in yourself that you, gentlemen, you're not sure enough that. You don't have enough confidence in yourself that you can take a sefer, learn it, discuss it, and extract implications.
Yeah, but it's not.
Don't you let it block the door?
No, but I don't know. I can't speak for other people, but maybe what's bothering me is that the difference between, I think this is a svar that's operating here, and I know that when he wrote this, he must have meant something else, and therefore I'll apply. I can read the postic's mind, even if he didn't write it. I can figure out. I'll apply it to a new situation.
Excuse me.
That's a little.
I thought you don't read anybody's mind. Gavri HaKodesh read somebody's mind. That's not for you. You have to read the tshuva. Study the tshuva. What does the tshuva say? Now, if you're going to take a course in contemporary history of responsive literature, all right, then you'll try to read it. So you can get your PhD. From Sack, I do the same thing. Now, of course, there is a sense of lack of confidence. Of course, you knew what you did. That's what learning is all about. Continuously. And you build up confidence. You have deeper chaverim. You discuss it with others. And gradually, you build up a sense of confidence in learning. You can not learn. I'm serious. Most of the sugar goes on.
Is there a difference between reading a tofu and the tshuva and the tofu's repeated text, which
when I read a Moshe, I read a Moshe's text?
You read the Moshe's text, and the Moshe is answering the tshuva, which is my
I read what he writes in the tshuva. And if I find that tshuva is enigmatic, and I cannot arrive at any conclusions from that tshuva, I'll look up elsewhere. I mean, let's understand, and I say this with great reverence. The Moshe was a Gaon HaDor. But before a Moshe too, there were truths. And afterwards too. I just cannot remain at a standstill in life where things are movements. It's in a state of flux. I have to keep going. We have to build up confidence in ourselves. And share our concerns and our learning with others. Yes?
Well, I think there's two points. The one is that you're just going to take some far and far. The other one is that you will consult with other rabbis.
Afterwards.
After you come up with your decision.
If I feel a need, I will consult. I have no hesitation. I have enough sense of, I won't say too much humility, but I have enough of humility to ask for Chavis Das.
And you might change your mind.
I may too. I called some, a chaver of mine, for example. I have confidence. He's safer, about safer, Ben Torah. We discuss it. I have one who calls me up when he has a shiner. We discuss it. I look it up, this and that. Sure. Always should be that way.
but we shouldn't feel stymied. We gotta have the viewers a pachad in a sense when we do go to halacha. You know, there's a lot of this. I call it the sloppy kind of approach to science. When they look up the history, someone wrote a whole text why he wants to be made on a sitting down of Gairus, and I happen to learn a lot about that area. Pretty well learned in that area. And I read all the number of truths and so forth. And he gives me a survey. 12th century postman did it this way. The 14th century postman did it that way. And it goes on to the 20th century. That ain't stop Havaka. That's an Hermetic dissertation. What is Chakravatarya? And we have to dedicate ourselves to Chakravatarya. You think they were rabbanim out of town? You think every time that a shayla they called a nation? They called a nation, there was a shayla chamura. So you can say, well, they knew Shas and they knew Tosfos. That's only trying to belittle ourselves and copying out of our responsibility. Yes, sir. My PhD is in history, so you don't have to defend history for me. And I got it from a different institution. From Brandeis. So you don't have to defend history to me. What?
For example, let's say 15 years down
the road, I'm going to have a new
Jewish
Shabbat.
It happened.
Well, you're really
naming it. It happened to your rabbi in the community. It happened right on the rabbi's profile. Okay? And
I like to see the day.
You fellas will call me when he gets that job.
That means when ballpark will be emptied out. Go on. Go on. Nothing against you, by the way.
So you didn't happen when you were a rabbi in Nebraska, you didn't write it down in the question. Okay, you wrote this in Shabbat. What happened is when you reported that the cities are very different based on where you are. If you write down the Shabbat, it's Shabbat, you look at the sources, and you come to the food and then absolutely in the car, and you don't mention the food here, you just write in the car, absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
So you go, you made your Shabbat in the road park, and
It's interesting. There's a city in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, right? About a year and a half ago, I delivered a paper on the stance of Michal Shabbos at a conference at Creighton University. Well, it's very coincidental. No, you're right. I'm not going to argue against that. When I mean history, they survey. We passed it this way, this passed it that way, so therefore I'll take this train. That's not the way to pass the halacha. I have to get involved in the shakavatayat, the halachic process. I have a right to take, not only I have a right, I have to take consideration the circumstances that surrounded that final psak. But the final psak must not be solely based on a survey, on a historical survey of the shayla, but more so on the shakavatayat. And then apply it to the circumstance. I said before, there are two parts to the shayla. There's a shakavatayah in the halacha, and then there is the, called the shakavatayah of the circumstances. Then I see how I can fit the two together. But unfortunately, there's a lot that are surveying halachic psak and putting aside the shakavatayah. Well, only from that standpoint.
But I couldn't have written one on the other. For example, like, 300 years ago, they were teaching contemporary halakha So they had
what's actually numbers? Are they all the time?
They had questions more like the idea of mental health problems and problems being without any of it was unheard of.
Right.
So even though certainly the only survey that we have seen from a perspective is pointless for a time, but I would certainly give greater weight to the issue of people living in this country long before than I would people living 300 years ago in this country, because they were dealing with this time.
Yeah, but some go to an extreme in that area. They overdo it. I don't want to place a dovish chazak on that. But I find that this particular paper on Gators ignored the shock of the title. They put it aside. They put it aside, and that shouldn't be done. If there is shock of the title, then we deal with the circumstances. And of course, you can prove to me that in certain situations, your normal Chalal Shabbos is in that community. Obviously, you're right. Obviously, I have to come to certain conclusions. But I don't believe that the starting point should be history. The starting point must be Shaka Vitalia and the historical perspective be taken in consideration and understanding the circumstances and so on. That I will always do. Okay, it's on tape. I am not averse to saying it on tape. Yes, sir.
It's more dangerous to think that we're so unique in the 20th century and that no one's showing the note of a man whose situation is similar to ours. And a lot of situations were similar. There were a lot of times. And in the Rambam's mind, there were a lot of things that are very analogous to being able to be handled.
That's what I said to you before. The starting point must be Shaka Vitalia. That's what I'm saying. Shaka Vitalia and read the Rishonim and see how they define the situations and the circumstances. Oh, definitely. I'm emphasizing again, Shaka Vitalia of Halacha. Then Shaka Vitalia of circumstances. But it's not always emphasized that way. Too often it's the other way around. That's where we get into trouble. That's definitely getting into trouble. Shall we move on? Let me get out to Sternberg a little bit. I think you got the drift of the Moshe, but there's a lot more, there's a lot of interesting approach, interpretations of this. In page 153, a few minutes left. Looks like a reading. You better do a tough stomach test, it's easy to read it. See tough stomach test? 153. Nishalta the minyan shiyesh sibo rak in the chali shabbos, the tzarful the minyan in lisko haminyan. Page 153. This is Moshe Sternberg. He's presently on the Bez in what they call Badatz in Israel. The counterpart to the Badatz. So Nishalti, the Minyan Shiyesh, Sibur, Raki, Michalei Shabbos, Atzarfa, Lamin, in Misko, Haminyak. You see it? We can see on page 154. Vihine Bavosein Horabin Barov Bode Knessios come to Johannesburg Nosi the Mechoniot Leveta Knessis Leo Shabbos Ubi Shabbos.
He knows, he says, Belair Shabbos, Ubik Shabbos. Interesting. V'yodah v'shana nasa lehem kehetem lo moyo klau mashe mefarsamim lehem shosur ubat iknesios kedolo shein lehem b'shabas asorah shomri shabas v'fahesio because she lehoros yet tzrichim nizgo ubat iknesios elu shein asorah shomri shabas v'fahesio v'inkein kosek ha minyan l'tfila u'cheyesh minyan acher v'vadai where l'tzarif lehem אבל מוצרי שאין בסביבו מיין שומי שבוס והיחידים יספטו לגמרי מתפילו קריאס התורה בציבור ונראה דעיקר הדין של מחל השבוס בפהסיו דינו כעקו תביא להחמיר לא גולה אבל כאן לבטל תפילו בציבור קריאס התורה אין זה חומר שאין בייס הכנסת זה אחר אלא כולה שלא נצטרי הוא ויוסם ניסעתי לציבור. Well, is there Ulai Lo Umro Mechal Shabbos Vinikaki? He says, if you're going to close the shul, then you'll be a machma on that. It's going to hurt us. It's going to be a kula rather for us. We won't have Kriyas HaTzibur. Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. When we say Mechal Shabbos Vahesh Yel Chumro, if you cannot be Mitzayr of Tamin. But if you're not going to be Mitzayr of Tamin, what's going to happen? You won't have a Minyan, you won't have Kriyas HaTorah. Then it will become not a Chumro, a Kula. We won't be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or say Kedusha. That's his concern. What?
The cooling creates the Torah?
By not hearing creates the Torah.
Yeah, coming from Machmish to create the Torah as opposed to full Shabbos.
Jehu b'yetzem oki yisrael l'mitzvahs v'gitim kiddushim chol mitzvahs ha-Torah. U'b'yosek kam l'achorim helu sh'vizmaneni yishol hotted in mechal ha-shavu sh'en kutinot sh'nishvah. V'av sh'nir ha-poshe sh'ol yitztarek v'men l'ahat yapitom v'yenom ein d'ayti l'ahat demitam zeh. If you're going to do it on a regular basis, then people will say, look, what's so terrible about it? V'lachayim b'perish rogil ani lihasnoh shahetel ispaila b'minyan b'tzirip l'chal ishabos v'shon achas levat v'shtade lo tzitz. אחכך יש עוד פעם שאלו אבל מי שנמצא רק בקורי לבד איצו מקום שהמניין רק עם אחר ישר ובהסיה לא צורם שנוסעים בכל מגלבי סכנסס ונימה לספר בציפוי מה הם קשת ירוק פרו turn back I got a better text I'll be able to fill out for you סינת טוב סמכס Tostamaches, Shela, Hofshi Vite Yosov, in Yosin Menot Kiyash Dolfer. Not a believer. Okay? Nishalti Mira Bechon, Yereshimayan Khan, Shepikihilo Shelo, I don't know, Michalei Shabbos Brahman Olasan, Ru Poer Bolser Harbe, Avamokom Nidak, Rubam Kukulam Michalei Shabbos. Tostamaches on page 153. Then a motzer about kir tokeya lachovshi yachov b'de yosav who koper and a rachman l'tzvah shachem emuchonim nisoa shomol rosh hashanah v'achshov shoy im yosim mitzvah hasid etkiyas sheshomim imenu v'chor amarti shemitzvah svichos kavon rosses who vasla enu mani miskavim together mitzvah Kovit Sheyosa, I can't read the words. He came who ain't a Yosef. Who should ain't a Yosef Osiachel? Who came Sheyosef Yosef Atzma? He's not Yosef because he doesn't have the Kavanah to be Yosef. And if he doesn't have the Kavanah to be Yosef himself, how could he be Mosiach Achel?
Trying to mardim, so forth and so on, b'shem adon, shedavah zeh yitzorek lotzei stavka ba'atzma lotzei achayim sveket adina. In kein kam, gam kam sveket adina. Minim lefizeh, b'shas latchak, yichol lismach ha'aposkum shivbanu l'shomu ha'shiyotzeh. Kim shu ben chiyuva, v'ashim yotzeh rachi yizkadu ha'kofanu l'hotzeh. So if we am yismach Allah, shim l'chadu l'hotzeh kibir. Omnam tishalti, yogur shol yisab, m'cholit b'veit ha'kez b'rosh Hashanah, gufa l'skoh. Mashmos ad borim, shibetzeh hu m'chadu l'shad v'ahesheh. V'inkei ani nobuch mo'ol. שמחל השאר בפה הש יגינה לדידון כעקו ואף שחיים במצוות אין שחיים במצוות אם כן אנו חיים להכניע לו שהוא כעקו ושוב בלב הוכי אינו מוסי וכן שאין הצינות שנשפע רק שון הוקירש עד שמחל השאר בזינה כעקו ויוצא ממנו הוא הכן שאם הוא כעקו והבו לדידון כולה שלא נשפע תקיס בלוש השון אחי הכר בו אמינו שהוא כעקו. But on the other hand, if we will not be Yotzi the Tios, so we won't hear the Tios, it will be a Kula. So a Kula already done, he's not to hear Tios, so better let him sound the Shofar, it will be Yotzi the Tios Shofar. Yeah, it's a fourth kind of a thing. Rosh Hashanah Tzurif, Al Tekiah, Yerei Shemayim, Yer Shemayim, Rosh Kiyos of Yahweh Lerotza, Al Kabon, and the Yer Shebechad, Yichapis Meila Shehen, the Kitinoko Shanishko, below after Torah, Rahman Islam. Then Yodi Lahati Lishmo, Mimenos Kiyos, all brachos. Ya, shetole, hashas hakosher l'shur b'yiro lipo b'rosh hashanah. Hadavu rochot mo'ol sheyifa. Leikonis v'kach levito mitzas haseyat kios. What's the next word there? Sheshona shein kokin v'atcholah meirin chas v'shalom v'sof. M'chalei shabbos k'mo'ol v'meisin shedin kakum ev'shu shein yotzi. So, it's a back of hand. He has not reached a definitive conclusion. He's not a lachmir, but he does not seem to be able to put it down in writing. So according to this, if those are going with the rabbinate, they're going to suggest to go out to the boondocks, what do you do? You may not have a Bakia Shomer Shabbos? What?
Yeah, where now?
Or the Bar Mussav may not be a strict Shomer Shabbos, maybe an Israeli who came to this country and got on the boondocks, so his wife can teach Hebrew school and he has an engineering job. And he's not a, what they call a Dati. What do you have?
What
if you have to listen to you, Dabney? You may shut it off now. Is that off?